Our sermon series is called Gotta Have Heart. And in a world that can be hard and cruel, our hearts can feel especially vulnerable. So we are packing our bags to figure out how to keep our hearts strong and yet full of love, still embracing those who need the encouragement, the support, and still staying strong enough to stand ourselves. If you would please join me in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Gotta Have Heart travels. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Oh, Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector. And I actually belong to a couple different pastor support groups, and we were talking about what would that be the equivalent of today. See, tax collectors got a really bad name back then. Could some of them been above board and honest? Yes. Yes, they could. But there's sometimes those sleazy ones who take their half and then some, and then have to collect actually what they're supposed to be collecting. So some of the thoughts, and if any of you work in these fields, I am not saying that you are any of these things, but that there are probably more than usual who are cheating the system or practicing not great ethical behaviors. We've all heard a lawyer joke or two. Somebody might even introduce themselves as a lawyer, and we go, "Oh, a lawyer." There are, I don't know what, 1,000 different types of law that they study and do different things, and that many of them truly go above and beyond for their client. But as a whole, we give them quite the rap. There are doctors that were like, "Oh, they're in it for the money." Well, I promise you, they are not as up on the food chain as they once were. We want to group people together with the same sins. Payday loans. You can have $1,000 and all we ask back is $5,000. Excellent. And if you're that desperate, if you're that much hurting, $1,000 in the pocket sounds like a pretty good deal, even if you will be paying 5 years for it. See, that's why the tax collectors got a bad rap, taking a little more than their share. So that's why in the Bible, when we hear tax collectors, that, oh, must be a sinner, that they're just grouped into that category. And it doesn't help that Zacchaeus, the one thing we know about him is he's wealthy. He's doing well for himself. And we know that just because someone is wealthy does not mean they are free from all burdens and pains and struggles. And yet, when we are on the side where we are trying to rub two pennies together to get that third one, we're like, it would be nice. That would solve a lot of issues. And then that made me think, how often we will fall to our knees crying out to God when we're struggling because we've got nothing else left, right? Might as well pray. What do I have to lose? That we don't always reach out to God when, "I am having an awesome day, God. Thank you." Or You know what? I looked at my bank account and I didn't cry today, God. Thank you. And I'm not saying we don't, but when we're doing okay, we kind of forget. It's not as aware in our mind, that connection with God sometimes. Sometimes we're like that with family. Sometimes we take it for granted. Oh, I'll see you later today. We'll have that chat then. And we're really quick to criticize one another or like, hey, you forgot to buy the milk. That sometimes we forget to thank them. You know what? You reset my alarm. Thank you. I noticed that you pulled out an extra coffee cup for me. Thank you. Sometimes we just take the little things for granted. Maybe you have a ride arrangement set up. It's still nice to hear the thank you. And God's not knocking on your door like, hey, I let the sun rise again today. You're welcome. Those trees giving off oxygen, you're welcome. That God is ready to meet us every day. And that's why we're looking at these leaves of loving reminders. They don't have to be huge. They can be. They can absolutely be life-changing. But sometimes just that like little nod, that little wink, God, you're still looking out for me. Thank you. I promise you, I was definitely saying prayers every day when my car was on its last legs. Oh, just let it turn over one more time. But when it's running smoothly, I don't say, God, the gas is still moving the car. That's great too. Zacchaeus ran to a tree to catch a glimpse of Jesus. He didn't even know if Jesus was going to make it past that tree. How many projects have you foregone because you're like, I don't even know if it's going to be worth it? Zacchaeus didn't even know all the good Jesus was going to do. He had only heard what was going on. He had heard about some of these healings. He had heard about some of these conversations. He had heard about some of these miracles. But he hadn't even heard that the ultimate gift. When we say we're a Christian, that's one of the first things we point to. I'm a believer because Jesus died for me to give me life. Yeah. Zacchaeus was going just to get a glimpse of the guy who was doing some good stuff. And not even like trying to get a glimpse. He's like, you know what? I'm short. How do I account for this? I'm going to run up ahead, climb a tree, and just hope for the best. Hope to just get a glimpse of this guy. We hear about different people in the Bible who are like, if I could just touch his cloak, I'd be healed. The one who has just lost a daughter. Jesus, if you said she will live, I believe in it. Who bring the sick, who bring the burdens of their loved ones, that they will go over mountains. And I bet that's a very familiar tune for you too, that if a loved one is hurting, friend or family, you will cross the Sahara to get them healthy. Amen. And reach out for that cloak of Jesus. I don't know if this will work or not, but I believe it could. I believe it will. And that's a lot better motivation, right? Like, that's a lot. You can see that. Like, yes, I will go all over. Zacchaeus was doing pretty good for himself. He just wanted a glimpse. And he's up in the tree, and he's rewarded beyond his imagination. Jesus stops at the bottom of his tree, looks up, and calls him by name. Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I can't imagine what Zacchaeus was feeling. If people hear he's a tax collector and their first reaction is always, ugh. Here, Jesus comes up to the tree, come down immediately. If you've ever been on the troublemaker side of things, or maybe watched a friend who was always on the troublemaker side of things, you just already are resigned, like, well, he's going to yell at me too. He's probably going to tell me don't be a tax collector. He says, Zacchaeus, I need to come home with you. Can you imagine the crowds who have been following Jesus for days, weeks, forever, had a chance to invite them in, to invite Jesus to dinner, a feast, And he sought out this guy who climbed a tree, who wanted a glimpse, and said, I'm coming home with you. Oh, and you know the naysayers, they were right back there. Oh, he's gonna go eat with a sinner. Huh. You bet my Jesus is gonna go eat with a sinner, amen? Love you. And I proudly claim that, not that I'm proud to be a sinner, but I got good company. Amen. Paul screams it in the scriptures. That is one of the few times Paul is like, I'm number one. I claim that title, I'm an ambassador in chains, and Jesus still loves me through it. Thank God Jesus eats with the sinners and calls us to do the same. Not only will Jesus eat with the sinners, Jesus will travel for the sinners. Jesus will go out of his way to find those who need him. I told you in this Gotta Have Heart, I'm encouraging you to write on these leaves of those loving reminders. They can be small, they can be big. If you want to share God, you got to talk about God. And there's nothing better than to share how God is touching your life. And to please tell the stories of the ordinary. Tell the stories that are extraordinary. And I know some of you aren't writers, and you don't want to be the first one to put something up, and you don't want to be wrong. Fall forward for God. You're not ever in the wrong then. And I said I would open it up for anyone who would like to share their stories. Sometimes it's easier to do it verbally. So I'd like to give you that time now. This could have been something that happened decades ago, but still roots you in your faith. Maybe it happened this week. Maybe it happened this morning. Where is Jesus leaving you loving reminders? Well, while you're gathering your thoughts, though I did give you last week notice, but sometimes we forget. Reading this Zacchaeus story and Jesus knowing him by name, I read those entrepreneurial books. Sometimes they're called self-help. I'm a big Disney fan, so I read about how Disney has these 10 laws to keep Disney magic. And one of them is they give their cast members, which is any worker or employee in the Disney park, permission to make someone's day magical. And that might be granting a free meal. That might be if you overhear them say they are a big princess fan, you make sure that if that princess is in that park that day, that they'll cross their path. Like, your duty is to go above and beyond. Well, my brother's family was at Disney World. And their oldest, I think it was a princess, had came up to her and just looked her in the face and said her name. Hey, Brandy, how is your day? And my niece freaked out. And she's looking at confirmation to my brother and his wife for like, did you tell her my name? Why does she know my name? And like, it's not like she's not hiding it. She's got that face that anyone can read and her eyes are big and wide. Now, some of us, when we're called by name, like Zacchaeus was, that was a holy moment, and that was such peace and joy, and how that was magical, that I'm this special in a group to be noticed, and this person who I was seeking knows my name. But sometimes you got to read the room. Her faux pas, and said, oh, that's such a beautiful necklace you're wearing that says Brandy. Oh, peace filled that child, and they were able to go on with their day. Your story of faith isn't always going to be comfortable for the person, but it could totally make someone else's day. Amen. And you're not going to know until you put it out there. And so sometimes you're going to say it, and you're going to be like, oh, they didn't like my story. They don't believe in angels. Or they'll start to tell you it's science, and that's fine. They can interpret your story however they want. It doesn't change your story. Anybody ever read a book, a novel, and you're like, I hate that ending. It should have ended this way. Then let the story end that way in your head. It was fiction anyways. But the author chose that ending. You'll just have a different story. I know my faith stories. I know that it was God. And you can rationalize it all you want. I have no problem. I believe in science, too. There are some good things they're doing. This electricity thing, I'll never get over that. I love that. Indoor plumbing, always applaud it. I'm always a big fan. I applaud those who have gifts I don't. I appreciate that cast member I'll never meet, that she read the room and she said, oh, I'm going to bring peace to this child right now. Sometimes you got to drop the character. Sometimes you got to go full on. But when you meet God over and over, God's going to help you define those moments better. He's going to help you decide when to tell your story. Are there any stories of faith we can lift up now? Okay.
Last month at our council meeting, we approved the memorial garden. And we talked about it a little bit. I don't know how it became mine, but it became mine. I know very little about plants, very little about trees, very little about any of that horticulture stuff. So I took all of that explanation and I went to Lowe's and I searched around and crepe myrtles, that's about all I found. I mean, there were other trees. We wanted a blooming tree. So I went back home and I was talking to Anna and I'm just not sure this is where we want to go. She said, Mommy, you know who to call. Well, there's a group of men in Inland. They stay at the Evans Training Center. They have made mistakes. They have been incarcerated. Now they're in a home to learn how to live a profitable life. They're schooled in church. They go to church. They have meetings every day for church. They have timelines to follow. They've helped me in many ways. But I found another person, Al Weaver Rose, sorry. I went to see him, and he told me a lot more about horticulture. I could have this country, this country, this country. So then Anna reminded me, so I called a guy named Josh. Oh, we can do it for you. Okay. When can you meet me? Can you meet me today at 11:30? She said, hey, 11:30. So come out here, we look at the site the trustees chose for us to put it. And John and Angie also came. And he told them where he wanted them to stand. And he made a picture of the area. He went back to his computer, he put in the information, and within an hour, I had a pictorial view of what it's going to look like when it's mature. It's still in its infancy, if you will remember. So, and he had given us a quote, a little more than I was thinking about, but then I said, well, what are we talking in money? And he sent me that. Didn't he knock $200 off the price? Thank you, Josh. And didn't charge us for site preparation. Thank you, Josh. Still is a good sum of money. Well, I said, well, I'll need to take it to the church the church we met last Sunday. So I called him on Monday, or texted him on Monday. He came out here Tuesday. He had four or five men. Had it done. They started about 10:30. By 2 o'clock, it was done. And I was in awe. Darla had already promised us a bench that was in her way in her yard. When she cut grass, she said, we need a bench. You said you want a bench? Here's a bench. Thank you, Lord. So then it was, I thought we needed a little marker. And I had seen something on Facebook from a place in Greenville. Well, he said, you know anything about Lawrence Road? And I said, well, yeah, you know that motormouth thing? I didn't say that, you know, but that's what I was saying. Oh, no. He's talking about Lawrence Road downtown, near the zoo. Whew, I was a nervous wreck about this place. But anyway, went into this. tore the whole community up, you see. And we, because Megan was a member of the church, because her mom was a member of the church, we wanted a memorial park. He said, well, what are you looking for? And I said, well, I was thinking of some kind of, I saw something on Facebook, I said, and I told him how it looked, and he said, yeah, I remember making that. He said, about what size? And I don't know. And I said, you know, I came on blind faith because no one's talked to me about a budget. We don't have lots of money, but we have money we need at church. He looked at me and he said, I'm not going to charge you for this. And I said, I don't feel well comfortable. I'm not going to charge you for this. I said, you're a very kind person. He just made my day. He said, well, how much time do you have? And I said, well, I have all morning. He said, well, you ride in my truck to Big Rock. He had a big truck. He said, now hold on and step on this thing so you can get in there. You know, it was a climb. So I thought, I'd never heard of Big Rock. Well, he went around and about and came to Big Rock. And there's just bunches of rock, but they're good rock. A lot of people go there to get rock, choose rock to have their house built out of, their fireplace made. He said, you talk about some expensive materials for some people. He said, well, we just want rock. I said, yeah. I said, well, then the young girl sitting at the register. He said, we need a rock about this size for a little memorial stone. She said, okay, well, maybe you need your little blah, blah, blah. And he asked her something, and I didn't understand what he said. And she said, I guess so. So we went out front, and y'all know what I'm talking about. I mean, y'all probably know the name for the setup, but there was a pallet that had a round thing made out of wire, and then there were all kinds of stones. So we looked at one, and he looked at it. I said, is that a good stone? He said, it's a good size, but it's not a pretty stone. I said, well, this looks kind of good. And he said, it's too little. So we looked again, and he said, I like that stone. I said, me too. He picked it up, put it in the back of his truck, went inside, told the girl what he had done. She said, well, just show me where you got it from. So he walked out and showed her, came out of that one over there. And she said, well, I hope y'all have a very good day. Bye.
Praise the Lord.
I said, God, I don't know what's going on, but this is a true blessing. Well, then he took me down to the sign shop. I didn't know I was going to the sign shop. A line or two, and this is what it's going to say. And the man didn't write it right, so he made him write it over again. And he wrote down something fancy. He said, I don't think we want anything fancy. We want something classic. And we walked down to the sign shop. Nobody said anything about paying. I don't know if I'm going to pay for the sign shop. If I am, I will pay that sign. But that's just the story I have to tell. And I want everybody to know that out there, it came from God. Yes, we're paying in this training center. But we're also feeding into their program. And those guys have mowed my grass. Those guys have helped me move. Those guys have done so much. And Josh, the guy I called, used to be incarcerated. And Josh used to be in that home, and he ran away from that home, and he came back to that home. And they rehabilitated him. Now he's in charge of a big part of that home. And so, I should have shown out in all of it. Sorry, I took too long. But
no.
I just want you to know about that, what I've gone through for that garden. The Lord has blessed me every step of the way, and I knew nothing about what I was doing. More than once I said, why am I doing this? I don't know. Why am I doing this? I guess God only was. So anyway, next Sunday I hope you'll stay at the church and come out. I'm talking to Debbie. She's supposed to be here. We're going to put chairs out there for Debbie and Stuart. Debbie struggles with walking and standing. So I'm going to back to school. I'm in love with her, Debbie, and her family, and her maid and brother's life. And that'll be there.
Thank you. There will be other opportunities, not next week, but the following week. We will definitely open up again to lift your God stories if you want to start writing them down, jotting them down. I know, on some leaves of loving reminders right here in front of you. If you need those memories, also they'll be up on Facebook if you want to tell it that way. I'd like to continue off of this God story that also I believe the supervisor was at our event last night. And so he was able to come and see that work. And I believe that he also came and shared that we had a leak kind of going on. So when I tell you to share these stories of God, when we start making those relationships, God keeps showing up in different ways. Because not only are we blessing the people who need a blessing, sometimes we need to be the blessing to have the blessing. And so when these people have that opportunity, their hearts are touched to respond. We are giving them that gift to honor God and serve in their talents and their strengths. I'd like to just visit Zacchaeus one more time. The guy who was willing to run ahead of Jesus for a glimpse. How far are you willing to travel for Jesus, knowing he gave his life for us? It might be across the pew. It might be willing to go to these strange shops called Big Rock Sign Shop, whatever. I'm along for the ride, God. Sometimes you're going to ask me to pay, sometimes you're not. And that Zacchaeus said, right then and there, I will give half, God, because you're coming to dinner with me. That you have chosen me to sit and celebrate. I will give away half my wealth. I know some of you are squirming a little like, whew, that 10% is always a little rough on my budget. That God calls us out, and it's not always from a comfortable place. And not only was Zacchaeus willing to give half of what he had, he said, God, if I have done a mistake, if I have cheated someone, not knowingly, right? Some of us enter in sin knowing full well there's going to be repercussions. Sometimes we say something we knew we shouldn't have said, but it's after it came out, and all of a sudden we're like, oh, that's not what I should have done or said. I'm so sorry. But sometimes we wrong someone we don't even know, right? We thought we were doing it in good consciousness. We don't even know it bothered someone. That's what Zacchaeus is claiming in this moment. God, if I cheated someone and I don't even know, like maybe I did the wrong figures for them, maybe I gave the wrong quote, let me pay them back fourfold, four times over. That's who Zacchaeus is. So, and that's who they were calling. What a sinner who wants to give away half his wealth, repay his debts four times over, invite Jesus over because he just wanted a glimpse. How far are you? I know some of you have racked up 100, 200, 300 miles to go see your performer sing their favorite song. Forked over your $50, $100, $200 tickets. Are you willing to do that for Jesus? He's not even asking for that. Sometimes it's crossing the pew. Sometimes it's showing up for your family. Sometimes it's on a nice, dreary Sunday morning, and God goes, day of church, and you go, in my jammies? And God says, maybe you could show up. I could maybe do that. You gotta have heart. And sometimes those travels seem really out of our comfort zone. But how I hope you see the blessing when you get there. Sometimes that blessing's for you, sometimes it's for the person receiving it. Please join me in prayer. God, let us may we have the enthusiasm and energy of Zacchaeus to run to just catch a glimpse. God, sometimes you're going to call us to travel, and it might be a centimeter that feels earth-shattering. Sometimes it's going to be 1,000 miles, and we're not even going to feel it. Gracious God, may we be willing to go wherever you send me. In your precious and holy name, amen.